Here You Are. You're listening to There You Are, Jesus, the audio podcast and written blog that gives you evidence of modern day interactions with God and shows you where those interactions are addressed in the Bible. Our evidence ranges from irrefutable eyewitness to circumstantial coincidence, from regaining consciousness between death and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, to multiple layers of coincidences that occur with a little too much relevance, timing, and repetition to be anything other than divine synchronicity. So, welcome. This is episode number 8 of the podcast for thereyouarejesus.com. I'm John LeVay, and with us today is the man who has all of the knowledge for the construction of the website, to the creation of the podcasts, all of the knowledge for There You Are, Jesus, to be here. Michael Richard LeVay, my son.
Hey.
Hey, it's good to have you back on the show, back on the podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you. Excited to share this, what I came across this past week.
We have some follow-up to episode number 7. The day after the solar eclipse, on Monday, April 8th, another coincidence was realized. And Michael, fill us in on what you discovered.
So I was on a call with one of my coworkers this past week, and the call was about like conspiracy theories or something like that. But at the end, she was like, "You guys want to know an interesting coincidence that I just read about?" And basically, she explained what I'm about to say, and I was like, So I dug in a little bit, and that's when I sent it to you. But so the earthquake here on Friday, I guess that was epicentered in New Jersey. It was a 4.8 on the Richter scale. And the eclipse, the solar eclipse, happened 4 days later on 4/8/24. Mm-hmm. All of those numbers are multiples of themselves. And Exodus 4:8, if you are looking up Bible verses that are relevant, Exodus 4:8 says, "Then the Lord said, if they do not believe you or pay attention to the first sign, they may believe the second sign." And the eclipse would be that second sign after the first, which is the earthquake. Okay. So if you go by that date, I mean, that's interesting in and of itself. But if you go by that date structure, 4/8/24, each of those you can multiply 2 by 4 and get 8. You multiply 2 by 2, get 4, et cetera. Multiplying each of those by 2, if you assume that even like those 2 together is one sign, like the next sign, if you will, you get 8/16/48, which is actually 2 days before 8/18 of that year, which happens to be my birthday. And to that, the scripture says about the second coming of Christ, actually, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Which is Luke chapter 8, verse 18, which is really interesting. So, you know, there's just a lot of twos going on, a lot of signs going on that I dug into and I think is really interesting.
The fact that there was an earthquake followed by a total solar eclipse, to find it referenced in scripture. And secondly, the scripture chapter and verse that you found it in happens to be your birth date. Yeah. Is another layer of the coincidence. It's what God does. It's what I've seen that God does. He knows all of us perfectly well. He knows us as well as we know ourselves, and probably even better than that. And so he knows how to get our attention, and birth dates are numeric. If you're talking numeric sense, birth dates are a very effective way. And the fact that you found it in scripture, and not only did you find it, but it's your birth date that is the chapter and verse, 8/18, August 18th, just shows how spot on our God is. And he is right with you. If you're looking into him, he's right with you to greet you. And he just greeted you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good feeling.
There you are. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just really interesting how going back to the coincidence itself is that 8/18 is 2 days after 8/16, which is 2 times what, you know, 4/8/24 is.
Yep.
Which is of the 2 signs. Which is of the 2 coincidences, which is 4/8 and the 4/8 magnitude earthquake and the eclipse happening on 4/8.
Another good one. Another good one. I love it. It's so easy when we just sit down and pay attention and look for God. We find God. You know, you went to look into the scripture and wow, you found him saying hello to you by way of the numerical signature he has for you. You in particular, born on 8/18.
Yeah, and yours is 11/12, right?
Yep, 11/12. Yeah, and I got a lot of coincidences with 11/12.
I tell you what, I find myself looking at the clock a lot, and it happens to be 11/12.
Yeah.
I think of you.
I love it. I'm glad you do. I am glad you do. You had mentioned a Great Tribulation and something else. What was that?
Yeah, so the rapture and the Great Tribulation. So basically, when the second coming of Christ happens, he's going to come down to basically save all the people that believe in him.
Yeah.
And then 2 days after that, is it the rapture or the Great Tribulation? One of the, obviously not that versed in Bible verses, but one of those two is really good if you're a believer, and one of them is really bad if you're not. and the one that happens afterwards is the one that's really bad if you're not, because that's basically when the earth gets destroyed. to say that much, but
is there a date that the earth that the Bible says?
Well, that's the thing, nobody really knows, but I mean, just going by those date structures and all the verses and whatnot that I think we just uncovered and put together, it could be perhaps 8/16/48 or 8/18/48. So maybe we've got 24 years left and then some change. Or it could be, I don't know, two times that. I think that probably depends on how we live our lives on Earth as to whether the Earth gets to keep going. I don't know.
Yeah, or whether we get to keep going on the Earth.
Yeah.
With all the wars and Ukraine and Russia and in the Middle East, Gaza and nuclear. It gets back to what God says about forgiveness. Just forgive and love and realize that our life on earth, as glorious and wonderful and painful and brutal as it is, it's only a blink on the radar of eternity. Now, when we're done here, when we shed our human body, we're going to be we're going to regain consciousness and be aware and with memories and emotions and vision and hearing. What you hear are words, but they're telepathic. It sounds just like words. And we have our conscious life, our eternally conscious life, just without our human body at that point. But life goes on for eternity. And I wish we could just take it easy here during our temporary life here on earth. Might be 100 years if we're lucky, but it's only temporary compared to our eternal life.
Mm-hmm. And so, for those that are relatively scientific or might believe in science and et cetera, and look more to science than religion or spirituality, like if you look at a timeline of like dinosaurs to now, basically, or like when the universe or Earth was said, the Big Bang, if you will, like all of that time compressed. And I mean, even just going back to like the dinosaurs until now, like, we are the tiniest, smallest little sliver in terms of the hopefully 100 years that each one of us gets to live. It is the tiniest little sliver, like in that timeline. So it is so minuscule, the time that we have.
It really is. When you're able to see past Earth in terms of your life, a common question, the long-standing question is, what is life about? What are we here for? Well, we're here to make our way back to God. We're here to find God, to improve ourselves, to learn areas that we're good at and areas that we're not good at. It's also an opportunity for us to fail in God's eyes. And, we won't make it to heaven if we fail. But all we have to do is find God, love, explore, pursue, forgive. And that's what we're here to do. It's really not a complicated thing.
Yeah. I think he also really just wants us to have a relationship with him and to take that next step into, like, for example, seeing the coincidences or like acknowledging those. Or I think that is more so the key point.
I do too. Finding a relationship with him. We all have a relationship with Jesus before we come to earth. We're alive. We're just not human, but we have a relationship. I'm going to go off on a branch here and just say something I've never said before, and that is I have memories of right before I was conceived, being in heaven and being told, it was like a bunch of us, it was almost like a classroom with no desks. We were just either seated on the floor or we were very short. But we had to wait for Jesus Christ to come and see us off. And so we waited. Then Jesus came in and it's like he's walking down the middle between desks. There weren't desks, but it's like that's how he was walking down a classroom. And he was talking and he was telling us about life and how there's delicious food and it's all the good things. And then, but also the food has to come out of you too. And gets into the health part of it and how what he wants us to do is to make it back home, to make it back to heaven, to him, and that not everybody will. But what we need to do is to find him, to find him in our lives on earth, to love everyone as ourselves, love our neighbors as ourselves, to forgive everyone so that God, his Father, can forgive us. If we don't forgive others their sins against us, God can't forgive our sins against him. And he was just kind of giving us a nice little send-off. And then next thing I know, I was being born. And I remember being born. And I have people who just scoff at me, but I remember it.
Yeah, I remember you saying that that you did that last part. And I want to say on the news, even this past week or two, or in pop culture, somebody else did too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly who. I'd have to look it up, but I'm like pretty confident because I remember hearing that was like trending for a little bit this week or last week.
Them remembering being born?
Yeah. It was like a celebrity or something.
Yeah. Well, I remember it. I remember hearing my mom. This is true. I remember hearing my mom scream and then being pushed through a uncomfortable passageway face down, and then crying because I landed somewhere that was cold and it was no longer warm and comfortable. And that was the start of life. I don't remember what happened later that day or the next day, but the actual act of birth, I remember it. And I've always remembered that. And
it was Nicolas Cage.
It was Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, I just Googled it. Apparently the first time that they talked about it, or he talked about it, was in like 2023, but just trended again 2 days ago. Nicolas Cage claims his earliest memory was inside his mother's womb before being born.
Wow. Yeah. Well, hey, I need to Google that, Nicolas Cage. I'm going to read up on that one, maybe do some follow-up on that one as well. But yeah, what we're here to do here being on earth, what we're here to do is to live our lives, to carry our water, to chop our wood, to pay our bills, to get a job, to raise a family, and all of the earthly priorities. But we also have eternal priorities if we want to get back to our eternal life, which we really want to get back to eventually. We just need to find God, communicate, connect, help him, forgive others, and love.
Yeah, basically just be a good person.
Yeah, basically be a good person. That's right. A couple of side notes. Michael, your grandmom turned 100 years old yesterday, if she was still on earth.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
100 years isn't that long of a period of time based on what we just talked about, but, you know.
Yeah, it really, the years go faster and faster. And it's really interesting. I found a picture that mom tried to find for decades, wishing she could find with her father when she was in college. And I found it, and I posted that on Facebook, and I said, "Happy birthday, Mom! I found it." And it's a great picture of her in college, 1943, with her father, which is my grandfather, George. And George is the one who greeted me when I momentarily died by suffocation. And he apologized for, he was sorry to see that I died. He was going to take me to see God. We went, and that's where the whole story, I won't go down the whole story, but George is the one who showed me the seven spirits of God, among other things. Seven spirits were at God's throne. And he was audibly talking to me the whole time in my right ear. But when he finished explaining all seven spirits of God, that is the first time that I saw him. It's like he moved around from my right side, directly in front of me, much like this picture that I have of he and my mom when she was in college. And he said, if you go back to life, you should tell people about the seven spirits of God because they're far more important to their eternal lives than they realize in their earthly life. And as it turned out, I did come back by medical CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, and had to work my way through some traumatic repressed memories. And once I regained them, everything comes back. And it is all good news. It is all good news. We've lost no one. We catch up with all of our loved ones, all of our pets. They're just a little farther down the road of eternity than we are at this current time. But we lose no one. We continue to live consciously, and we all catch back up. And that is the glory of heaven. That is why we really want to get to know Jesus Christ so that we can complete our journey back home after we're done here on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm John LaVey with my son, Michael LaVey. And I'd also like to publicly thank Jesus Christ for my son, Michael, in my life. One of the most incredible gifts of my life.
Well, right back at you. I mean, I wouldn't be here without you. So thank you.
All right. And before we go, one quick prayer. Dear Lord, please help us see your presence in the world around us. Amen, amen. I'm John LaVey, along with Michael LaVey, on There You Are, Jesus, the written blog and audio podcast publishing evidence of modern-day interactions with God. You can contact us directly by email, john@thereyouarejesus.com. That's john@thereyouarejesus.com. If you enjoy the modern-day interactions with God that we present here on There You Are Jesus, please like, share, comment, and come back for more. We've got a ton of great content coming your way. Thank you for listening to There You Are Jesus.
There you are.